debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. There's a new way out of the debt trap, Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. Find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. Stop those threatening phone calls, and without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. That's zapmydebt.com. Zapmydebt.com.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Here's my favorite rant for the day, excerpted from our podcast, which you can find over at TomHartman.com. So Donald Trump tweets this morning, trash-talking Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff turns around and tweets back, "Mr. President, I see you had a busy morning of executive time," in quotes. Executive time is what they're, how the White House euphemistically refers to Donald Trump watching Fox and Friends. "Instead of tweeting false smears," tweets Adam Schiff, "the American people would appreciate it if you turned off the TV and helped solve the funding crisis, protected Dreamers, or really anything else." Here we have John McCain more than just one Republican and more than one Democrat. We have a bipartisan piece of legislation that does to protect the Dreamers and resolve the immigration crisis. And it's a reasonable piece of legislation, it appears to me. I haven't, done a deep dive into it, but it looks like a reasonable piece of legislation that does not include one penny for Donald Trump's beloved border wall. Not a penny. But it has bipartisan support. It would probably pass the House and Senate easily. And Mitch McConnell, in all probability, will not allow a vote to happen. Paul Ryan, in all probability, will not allow a vote to happen. I mean, if just a clean DACA bill was, there is a clean DACA bill in both the House and Senate. Paul Ryan won't allow a vote on it in the House because he knows it would pass. Mitch McConnell won't allow a vote on it in the Senate because he knows it would pass. What the billionaire-funded Republican Party has been doing since the days of Denny Hastert is saying that whenever they have power, whenever they have a majority in either body, they will not entertain any legislation that cannot be passed with majority Republican votes, with not a single Democratic vote. It's referred to as the Hastert rule or the modified Hastert rule. And the result of this, the consequence of this, is that even though you have majorities in both the House and Senate who want, lots of very rational policies, they never get voted on because of two people, Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell. And the only way you're going to get rid of Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell, have them no longer be there, is to have, and voting them out of office isn't going to do it, by the way, because Paul Ryan would just be replaced by another right-wing nut job. Not necessarily from his district in Wisconsin. You may have a Democrat in that seat. In fact, I think there's a reasonably good chance of it. But there's no shortage of right-wing nut jobs in the U.S. House of Representatives. Look at the Cokehead Caucus, also known as the so-called Freedom Caucus. All these guys who are basically the proteges, of David and Charles Koch and their network, of the billionaires. So the media in the United States never, ever, ever points this out.
Similarly, I mean, there's a very good chance we're going to have a government shutdown this week. The government's running out of money like on Thursday. Now, it wasn't supposed to run out of money on Thursday. It was supposed to run out of money in like a month. So why is it running out of money on Thursday? Well, because since the start of the year, a month and a half into the year, with the Republican tax scam, these giant tax cuts for the billionaire class and the corporate class, the government's not bringing in enough money. You know, government revenues are drying up. And then the other thing that's happening in the bond markets, now there's been a slight recovery today, but the Dow is still down almost 400 points right now. The other thing that's happening in the bond markets, bonds, of course, are debt instruments. If you want to raise money, you want to start or grow a company, for example, and you want to borrow the money to do it, you don't go to the bank and say, hey, I'd like to borrow $20 million. Instead, what you do is you issue bonds. You become your own bank. Now, you have to have a bank that does it for you. They're sort of the middleman, but you issue bonds. Bonds are IOUs. So in the IOU market, particularly the federal IOU market, what we've been seeing for the last, year, is that interest rates are going up. And interest rates are really starting to go up now. And the result of that, from the federal government point of view and the possibility of government shutdown and all that, is that the cost of borrowing goes up. Now, when Ronnie Reagan became president and our national debt was only $800 billion. It wasn't even $1 trillion. Reagan tripled that debt. But when he came in and our national debt was less than $1 trillion, it's $20 trillion right now. And he took the advice of Jude Winiski and said, we're going to do the two Santa Clauses strategy. When Republicans are in office, run up the debt as hard and as fast as you can and give that money to the billionaires and the corporations. And then when Democrats come into office, start screaming, we don't have enough money for social services. We don't have enough money for food stamps. We don't have enough money for Medicare and Social Security and Medicaid. We don't have enough money to build roads and bridges and schools and hospitals. Sorry, we don't have any money. We gave it all to the billionaires. And force the Democrats to say, well, I guess there's not enough money. We'll just have to chain CPI Social Security, which is what President Obama proposed. I mean, fell for it, hook, line, and sinker. And it's not like it was a secret. Jude Winiski published this in 1974 in the Wall Street Journal. The year that Nixon fell, and all the Republicans all over the country are going, oh, my God, you know, the party is never going to recover. We're doomed. And Jude was like, no, I got it. We become the tax Santa Claus, and we force the Democrats to shoot their Santa Claus. So anyhow, I digressed slightly from the path of my message, and that is that when you've got a $20 trillion debt and interest rates go up, suddenly you're having to spend hundreds of billions of dollars on interest, more than you budgeted for. Whereas before Reagan, when you only had a 0.8% trillion or 0.8% of $1 trillion deficit and borrowing costs go up, it's like, it's no big deal. You know, so it costs an extra couple million bucks. No big deal. You know, it's a pimple on the butt of the federal budget, right? It's nothing. So that's a terrible metaphor, isn't it? Get that picture out of my head. Anyhow, the point is that the Republicans are doubling down on two Santa Clauses. And it just blows my mind when I read all these op-eds and these editorials and things where people are going, you know, oh, isn't this interesting? The Republicans don't seem to worry about the deficit. Dick Cheney, when he was vice president, he said deficits don't matter. Of course they don't matter if you're playing the two Santa Claus theory. Run up debt when Republicans are in control and then scream about debt when Democrats are in control. That they have been doing this since 1981. Every single year without exception. And the media has still not figured it out. And I'm guessing four-fifths of the Democratic Party hasn't figured it out. And I keep trying to tell them. I mean, the first time I published a piece on this was in Common Dreams back in, I think, 2003. So what, 12 years ago, something like that? 14, anyway, like I said, I don't do math. 13 years ago, right? How many years? 15 years. Thank you, Sean. You're good at math. I'm math deficient. I really struggled with trig. I'm not even sure I passed it. But in any case, the possibility of a government shutdown is very real, and and it raises some interesting issues. Specifically, what are the Democrats going to do? Because I think that they're being backed into a corner here. The two Santa Claus theory, the two Santa Claus strategies Republicans are pursuing. If, you know, the Republicans will not be able to raise the debt ceiling all alone because of the Cokehead Freedom Caucus. So the billionaire-funded Republican Party can't pull this thing off. They're going to need Democrats. And if the Democrats don't vote to raise the debt ceiling, they will be blamed for shutting the government down. But if they do vote to raise the debt ceiling, they're playing into the Republicans' hands. What should they do?
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Also, if they don't vote to raise the debt ceiling, that could precipitate an international financial crisis if the U.S. starts defaulting on its debt. That's never happened before. Memogate, the ongoing scandal of Devin Nunes and him and Trump's destruction of American institutions. Is Trump ordering a nuke test for political purposes? Nuclear weapons, whoa. And the three red lines that Fareed Zakaria talked about this weekend. The billionaire party doesn't need the FBI. A lot of stuff in today's program. Check it out. You can get our commercial-free podcast at TomHartman.com. And you can see clips from the show here on YouTube and on Facebook.